I'd like to warmly welcome everyone. Thank you all for coming to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. Now let's join together with singing hymn number 305. It's by our beloved leader, Mary Baker Eddy.
Thou wilt bind the stubborn will, wound the callous breast, make self-righteousness be still, break earth's stupid rest. Strangers on a barren shore, laboring long and by the door, and thou knowest thine own.
Again, welcome to this healing message at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Be Disruptive. Unmask all Hallows Eve influences, rituals, and tricks with true Christianity. The outcome of 7 days of the Word, plus Christ or Emmanuel, demonstrating true manhood. The hymns today are 305, 10, and 32. Woven throughout the structure of these readings to create a singular tapestry are the books The Voice, The Message, and King James Version of the Bible, with correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, and The Church Manual by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. For an uninterrupted flow, the books of the Bible are from John, Exodus, Zephaniah, Isaiah, Matthew, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, and Revelation, and will not otherwise be announced. The readings. As adherents of truth, we take the inspired word of the Bible as our sufficient guide to eternal life. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, Show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, Take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rod. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuseth to let the people go. And the Lord spake unto Moses, Say unto Aaron, Take thy rod, and stretch out thine hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And the fish that was in the river died, and the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments. And 7 days were fulfilled after that the Lord had smitten the river. And the Lord spake unto Moses, Say unto Aaron, Stretch forth thine hand with thy rod over the streams, over the rivers, and over the ponds, and caused frogs to come upon the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments, and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron and said, "Entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord." And Moses said unto Pharaoh, "Glory over me. When shall I entreat thee, and for thy servants, and for thy people, to destroy the frogs from thee, and thy houses, that they remain in the river only?" And he said, "Tomorrow." And he said, "Be it according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like unto the Lord our God." Pharaoh's magicians may be able to conjure up frogs, but they can't make them leave. The third stage in the order of Christian Science is an important one to human thought, letting in the light of spiritual understanding. This period corresponds to the resurrection when spirit is discerned to be the life of all, and the deathless life or mind, dependent upon no material organization. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart again, and hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt." And they did so, and it became lice in man and in beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man and upon beast. Then the magicians said unto Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God. If God can do this with a finger, what must his whole hand be able to accomplish?" There is no hypocrisy in science. Principle is imperative. You cannot mock it by human will. Always right. Its divine principle never repents, but maintains the claim of truth by quenching error. On the day of the eternal sacrifice, this will happen, just as he describes. "I will punish the rulers of Judah and those born to royalty, and those so enamored with foreign ways that they don't act or dress like my people anymore. On that day, I will punish those who jump temple thresholds, fearing pagan demons, those who exchange true religion for silly superstition, and those who use violence and betrayal to steal from others in order to make themselves and their king rich. For I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God, for the living to the dead? For as Isaiah said, all life is like the grass, and its glory like a flower. The grass will wither and die, and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord will endure forever, and of his Christ he shall reign forever and ever." So the great dragon, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, was cast down to the earth along with his messengers. These have one mind and gave their power and strength unto the beast. When they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. Then I heard a great voice in heaven, "And here is the mind which hath wisdom. Now the salvation, and the power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed one have come. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who relentlessly accuses them day and night before our God, has been cast down and silenced. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their witnesses, they have become victorious over him. For they did not hold onto their lives even under the threat of death. Jesus said, "Do you still not see? Don't you understand that whatever you take in through your mouth makes its way to your stomach and eventually out of the bowels of your body? But the things that come out of your mouth, your curses, your fears, your denunciations, these come from your heart. And it is the stirrings of your heart that can make you unclean. For your heart harbors evil thoughts, fantasies of murder, adultery, and whoring, fantasies of stealing, lying, and slandering. These make you unclean. Not eating with a hand you've not ritually purified with a splash of water and a prayer. Change your life. God's kingdom is here. Mortal existence is an enigma. Every day is a mystery. The testimony of the corporeal senses cannot inform us what is real and what is delusive. But the revelations of Christian science unlock the treasures of truth. Whatever is false or sinful can never enter the atmosphere of spirit. There is but one spirit. The supposition that corporeal beings are spirits, or that there are good and evil spirits, is a mistake. Nothing is real and eternal. Nothing is spirit but God and his idea. Evil has no reality. It is neither person, place, nor thing. It is simply a belief, an illusion of material sense. Whatever contradicts the real nature of the divine S, though human faith may clothe it with angelic vestments, is without foundation. The belief that spirit is finite as well as infinite has darkened all history. Man-made doctrines are waning. They have not waxed strong in times of trouble. Devoid of the Christ power, how can they illustrate the doctrines of Christ or the miracles of grace? Denial of the possibility of Christian healing robs Christianity of the very element which gave it divine force and its astonishing and unequaled success in the first century. The hour has struck when proof and demonstration, instead of opinion and dogma, are summoned to the support of Christianity, making wise the simple. Who then has felt the perilous beliefs in life, substance, and intelligence separated from God, can say that there is no error of belief. Knowing the claim of animal magnetism, that all evil combines in the belief of life, substance, and intelligence in matter, electricity, animal nature, and organic life, who will deny that these are the errors which truth must and will annihilate? Material beliefs would slay the spiritual idea whenever and wherever it appears. Though error hides behind a lie and excuses guilt, error cannot forever be concealed. Truth, through her eternal laws, unveils error. Truth causes sin to betray itself and sets upon error the mark of the beast. Even the disposition to excuse guilt or to conceal it is punished. The avoidance of justice and the denial of truth tend to perpetuate sin, invoke crime, jeopardize self-will, and mock divine mercy. Christian scientists must live under the constant pressure of the apostolic command to come out from the material world and be separate. They must renounce aggression, oppression, and the pride of power. Christianity, with the crown of love upon her brow, must be their queen of life. The science of Christianity is misinterpreted by a material age, for it is the healing influence of spirit, not spirits, which the material senses cannot comprehend, which can only be spiritually discerned. Creeds, doctrines, and human hypotheses do not express Christian science, much less can they demonstrate it. When will the era of believing that there is life in matter and that sin, sickness, and death are creations of God be unmasked? When will it be understood that matter has neither intelligence, life, nor sensation, and that the opposite belief is the prolific source of all suffering? When we realize that there is one mind, then the divine law of loving our neighbors as ourselves is unfolded, whereas a belief in many ruling minds hinders man's normal drift towards the one mind, one God, and leads human thought into opposite channels where selfishness reigns. Thy kingdom come. Let the reign of divine truth, life, and love be established in me, and rule out of me all sin. And may thy word enrich the affections of all mankind and govern them. Christianity will never be based on a divine principle and so found to be unerring until its absolute science is reached. When this is accomplished, neither pride, prejudice, bigotry, nor envy can wash away its foundation, for it is built upon the rock, Christ. We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. And we solemnly promise to watch and pray for that mind to be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us, and to be merciful, just, and pure.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory.